When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then a hip hop audio review, twist the adrenaline rush. First and foremost, I have to say I am from Chicago, so I was up on this album early. Also, Twista is a legend, low key legend, underrated legend, but with the longevity and how dope he was and the things that he was able to do in his career, don't fucking argue me on this, okay? He's a legend. But man, Ken, this, no bio, y'all. That's why I kept saying the legend thing, so I'm not going to be on no bio. But Ken, I feel this is one of the most underrated classic hip-hop albums ever. When we talk about classic albums, nobody says this one. Very select few people do. I know I'm one of those people. Bruh, this shit is fucking amazing. And it's not just because of how fast Twista can rap. Because unlike some other fast rappers, you hear everything Twista says.
Very
and,
clear.
And he's not just rapping to just rap. Like, he's saying shit. You know what I'm saying? And the way that... And also, man, like, taking... And I didn't technically really need to listen to this because I listen to this pretty frequently. But, like, listening to it with the analytical cap on, I was like, man, like, he even put, like a common thread through this thing, right? Where, like, the intro starts off with somebody just getting their head blown off, and then you get the news interview, and then you see how real niggas be acting when they get in front of the camera and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's just, like, he kind of gives you a storyline that ties it loosely together. But at the end of the day, man, like, what makes this album so amazing to me is that it's hard all the way, but it's soft and vibey in spaces. And what I mean by that, feels so good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He got emotions. He got Get It Wet. And even though those songs are more obviously geared toward females, what he's rapping about is still hard as shit.
Yeah, and the thing about emotions and Get It Wet, like, those were big radio hits. Emotions definitely was a hit. Yeah, that one popped off for him. So yeah, that one got a lot of play because Johnny P was on there singing and shit like that. So that worked. Get It Wet as well was a big commercial hit for him. Relative commercial hit for him as well. But man, I think just overall, man, like, everybody, if you are a hip hop fan, if you ever heard this album,
something, oh, you wrong. Fucking up.
Everybody has to listen to this album once, and I guarantee you, if you listen to it once, you're gonna listen to it again.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Because like, if Adrenaline Rush doesn't get you, he follows that up with Death Before Dishonor, and the way he's rapping on that, like, he gives you so much variance of speed. It's not just fast all the time, just for the sake of being fast. But then, you know, he hits you hard with those two joints, and then it goes to It Feels So Good. And then the way that shit start, and let me tell you something. Let me school some of the people listening right now. This is one of those albums that allow me to come up with the phrase bump in the whip. That It Feels So Good. Put that shit with some subwoofers on and see how that shit hit. Yep. You gonna put that shit on repeat. That shit is hard. And then Kenny goes to Overdose right after that. One of my favorite. Oh my God. Nick, Overdose? That beat sounds so sinister.
And drums. Oh my God.
It sounds like a video game. It sounds like you creeping down some dark alleyway and you don't know what the fuck is about to pop out. And here come this rapping ass nigga Twista. And then the way it ends, he's like, bro, why you stopping me from rapping? Like, I can keep going. He's like, man, slow that shit down. All right, man.
Man, that's like one of my favorite parts. Yes. Like, that, it never gets old to me hearing him say that. because he just straight fucking rapping.
He's going.
And then, so I thought that was dope, man. Like, yeah, I think back then in 97, I used to play his album all the time. You know, it's, 56 minutes long, and it just never got old to me, you know, back then. But I never thought about, like, how diverse it was in terms of, like, soundscape.
Yep.
You know, because I always was just more attracted to the harder beats, like Adrenaline Rush, of course, with the way he's rapping the beat, Overdose, you know, as well. Unsolved fucking Mysteries.
Yes.
You know, Got Off, you know, as well. And the beats, man, because I had 12s. I had a system back then. So when you talk about it bumping the whip, y'all know exactly what you're talking about, especially on Adrenaline Rush when I was like, shit. And you, man, my system, you could hear me coming from miles away. That shit was, but yeah, man. And then on top of that, he just had the songs for the ladies.
Yep.
You know,
Ken, like right after Overdose, he goes to Mobster's Anthem. That is a pure West Coast beat. And he does it so effortlessly, because I remember even being young, I'm like, why did he choose this? And it's not one of my favorites on there.
Yeah, it don't fit.
It doesn't fit. Yeah. But when I got older, I learned to like it because of what he was saying. And then the versatility to be able to slow it down. Like, this is the most normal he raps on the entire album. Because he sounds like a regular rapper. Now, he does speed it because it's just who he is. But, man, like, the song, it grew on me over the time. And then Emotions. Oh, my God. We talk about some player pimp Midwest shit right here, man. And you ain't lying, Ken. Johnny P, at this time, he was the T-Pain / Nate Dogg of fucking hip-hop.
Yep. Yeah.
Even though he didn't have the volume, but when he jumped on something, you had to go listen.
And I think he actually even put out an album, too. I think I actually ended up buying that shit. But, yeah, man, this is a certified classic. Yes. Like, hands down.
Yes. And you know what, Ken? This shit came out in 90. If this shit came out today, it'd be just as hard.
Yep. Yep.
This has aged. Because you know what? It didn't follow no trend. This was so unique to who Twista was that it doesn't sound like nothing else.
Yeah.
And this is definitely top two Twista albums.
Yep.
Top two.
Man, you can tell me I couldn't rap as fast as Twista.
I tried back every time.
You can tell me I can do that. Yeah, you can tell me, man. I could do this shit.
But Ken, like, we talking about bumping, though. Like, get it wet.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Like, honestly, Twista's slower songs on here hit the hardest. They hit the hardest. And Get It Wet, man, I remember being young and listening to this. Like, this is what shaped how I spoke to women and, like, what I was really trying to get. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, like, this album here, Ken, bruh. Like after listening to this again, and I've had conversations with B about Odd Fridays and who we compare with Twista. But after this, I was like, bro, I got my Twista. I don't even need to put together the playlist. I already have my 13 joints, bro. I got my 13 joints. But question, who do you think would be a good Odd Friday pairing for Twista?
Solo rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know, man. Shit, I don't know who what would rap fast like that.
The only Busta.
Busta came to mind, but he don't have that many.
I was gonna say Busta got a lot. Commercial. Like his joints is way bigger than Twista's.
I know, but I was thinking about just stylistically, rapping. Yeah.
Yeah, he don't have as many as Twista, but he up there. But look, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on IG and Twitter. Let me know who you think would be a good pairing for Twista. But Ken, this joint is 13 songs, 56 minutes. What were some of your favorite joints on here?
Adrenaline Rush, Overdose, Unsolved Mystery, Death Before Dishonor, It Feels So Good.
Yeah. So for me, give me Adrenaline Rush, Death Before Dishonor, It Feels So Good, Overdose, Emotions, Get It Wet, Unsolved Mysteries. So essentially damn near the whole fucking album is that amazing. And if you haven't heard it, like Ken said earlier, and you're a hip-hop head, you got to listen to this project. Like he said, I agree with everything. You're going to listen to it again, especially that Unsolved Mystery. Ken, that shit, oh, my God. Oh, my. Look, Beezy, I know you probably not listening to this nigga, but I'm ready with my Twister. I'm ready. Hey, Ken, how many championships Chicago won?
Six.
This is one of them chips right here, man. But, yeah, look, again, we appreciate you guys, man, getting us to almost 1,000 downloads a day. We appreciate that. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast feed so that way you don't miss anything. Also, help us to continue to grow organically. Share this podcast review with at least one person that you may or may not know. With that being said, I promise we'll have another one out tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.